Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
John chapter 14, verse number 17 is this what I'm using this morning as a prelude to our message that God has for us. Remember, this month we are looking at riding on the wings of the Spirit. Riding on the wings of the Spirit. I started last week. And this week, we want to continue from where we ended. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 17 says that even the Spirit of truth to whom the world, well, let's start from 16. He said that I pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Say, abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth within you and shall be in you. 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. What a glorious Father, what a wonderful God we serve, that in his plan and his purpose for our lives, he makes all things good. And he actually programmed himself so that we can be blessed, even at a point where our hope is gone and we've lost all. You send down Jesus Christ to us, Lord. And when his work on earth was done, he promised us the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you sent to us. This morning, as we come to understand your will and your purpose through the pages of your word, I pray that by your Spirit, you will give us illumination and understanding. You will give us grace to be able to assimilate and know that which you have for us. Holy Spirit, I cannot speak unless you speak through me. Let your word come in power. Let your word come in grace. Let your word come in favor. Let your word come to transform and to change and renew our minds and our hearts, O God. Spirit of God, touch our lips, touch our hearts. Bless us today. May we never leave you the same in Jesus, the blessed name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Come on, somebody say a big amen. Please be seated in the presence of our Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Wow. Thank God for a day like this when we come to the presence of our Lord. And all that we need to hear from him is such comfort and such warming words that depicts the fact that God still cares and he still thinks about us. It is so imperative to understand that no separation is good or is sweet. Every separation comes with difficulty, especially when you are partnered with somebody for good. But here we find Jesus' own words encouraging and strengthening us that even though he was about to die, he was about to be parted with the disciples, he still found the need for them to remain intact and to even remain good and best when he is no more. Jesus, in his own words, made us to understand that he will pray the Father, and the Father would give us the Holy Spirit. Say, the Holy Spirit, who would be our comforter in times of need, in times of trouble, in times where we have lost hope. The Holy Spirit will be our advocator, the one that will speak for us and will help us even when he is not there. He went on to say from verse number 17 that truly, verse number 17, please, even the Spirit of truth, which means that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Say, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. But the interesting thing is that the world cannot receive him. The reason why the world cannot receive him is that the world is full of lies. The world is full of, untruthfulness. He said that the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They cannot receive the Holy Spirit because they are not of God. And they are of the flesh. And the flesh cannot receive the things of the Spirit. So he said the Spirit of truth. There is falsehood in this world. There are lies that are operating. There are deception. And there are schemes of this world that makes it very impossible for them to be able to accept the truth. You shouldn't be surprised when people are bedeviled in lies and deception. Even at the face of the truth, they still want to lie and they still want to do the contrary, or they still want to have different things apart from the truth. It shouldn't surprise you why people all over the world is like now lies have become the truth, and the truth has been rejected, all because we are living in the world of lies. Is somebody here with me? But he says that the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Even though the world cannot receive, it doesn't mean that we living in the world cannot also receive it. But we are privy to know and to understand who the Holy Spirit is. Is somebody understanding me here? Now he says that because it seeth him not, they don't have the eyes to see, neither do they have the heart to know the Holy Spirit. But the good news is that he said that, but you knoweth him. Praise God. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise God. The reason why I'm going back and forth with the scripture is the fact that every child of God is programmed to know the Holy Spirit. Every child of God is programmed. You see, you can't live as a child of God and not know the Holy Spirit. You can't live as a child of God and not know the Holy Spirit. It is a must for you to encounter the Holy Spirit. It is a must for you to have an experience with the Holy Spirit. If the world rejects him, it doesn't mean that you can't have him. You are programmed to know the Holy Spirit. Say, I am programmed to know the Holy Spirit. Fast forward then to where we started from last week, We understand from the scriptures that the Holy Spirit to the believer is your spiritual biological parent. The Holy Spirit is your spiritual biological parent because the Holy Spirit is what gave birth to you. The Holy Spirit is what gave birth to you. In John chapter number 3, the Bible makes us to understand that he that is born of the flesh is of the flesh, and he that is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. And he said that, marvel not that I tell you thus, that you must be born again. You must be born again. Every child of God has two births. You have the natural birth and the spiritual birth. Those who are not born again have only one birth, and that is the natural birth. Every child of God, you are born by the Spirit of God. Say, I am born by the Spirit of God. Because God is a spirit. Are you following me? So the Holy Spirit is your spiritual, biological parent. Somebody is blessed. Now, everybody that responds to the Holy Spirit, everybody that responds or take heed to the Holy Spirit, the Bible makes it clear that you become flourish. Your life begins to flourish because the Holy Spirit leads you. The Bible says that as many that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Anyone who responds to the Holy Spirit becomes a spiritual homeboy and a spiritual homegirl. I hope you remember. But if you neglect the response of the Holy Spirit, the leadings of the Holy Spirit, you become a spiritual street girl or a spiritual what? Street boy. Is somebody here with me? Now, many cases Jesus said that I'm not leaving you as orphans, as orphans. So anyone who does not respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit becomes what? A spiritual orphan. Praise God. And we know the consequence of anyone who is a spiritual orphan. Anything can affect you. Anything can attack you. Now, as we respond to the leadings of the Holy Spirit, he brings us into his school. He brings us into his school. Just as every parent, when you give birth and your child is growing, you take the child to school, in the same way the Holy Spirit also takes us to his school. Praise God. Through his school, he's able to teach us, he's able to show us, he's able to speak to us, and he's able to guide us into our destiny. Hallelujah. And coming into the school of the Holy Spirit means to be dedicated and to be committed in the church or to be under your pastor. Drop it. To be under your pastor. You know, to be at the school of the Holy Spirit is to be under your pastor. To be committed and to be dedicated and to be under your pastor, because the Holy Spirit primarily speaks through, number one, the Word of God. He speaks through his manservant. He can speak to you through dreams and other things, and he can show you things. So we must understand that if anybody wants to attend the school of the Holy Spirit, number one, the person must be dedicated. Number two, you must be committed to the things of God, to be in the church, committed to God and to be in the church. Number three, to be under the tutelage of your pastor. Is somebody understanding me? Hallelujah. Now, when we come to the school of the Holy Spirit actually, as a matter of fact, shapes our lives so that our life can see fulfillment or the purpose of which God has called us. We understood that everybody has a purpose in this life. There is no one on earth who doesn't have a purpose. God created you for a purpose. Say, I am created for a purpose. You are created for a purpose in the will of God, and it takes the school of the Holy Spirit for that purpose to be fulfilled in your life. In Jeremiah 29, verse number 11, it says, "For I know the plans that I think towards you. They are not of evil, but they are of good, to give you an expected end." Hallelujah. Now, the Bible makes it clear that the purposes of God, they are of no repentance. And whatever God is set to do in your life, He will do it in Jesus' name. Somebody is blessed. So we understood that from Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 30, where I made a lot of statements concerning your destiny, the things that God has programmed for your life. Now in Romans chapter 8, we want to start from verse number 28. He said that, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Praise God. There is a purpose for your life. Say it again to another friend. There is something that must come out of your life. You are made for a reason. You are not a mistake. You are not an entity. You are not somebody who just came through this world just by mistake. It could be the mistake of your parents, but God still has a plan and a purpose in their mistake. There is nothing like a mistake in the hands of God. As a matter of fact, before God, all things work for my good. It can be bad, it cannot be good, it may not be what I'm expecting, but it is working for my good. Is somebody here with me? Now, verse number 31 makes it clear. Verse 29, go to 21. 29 says that, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to conform to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren." God foreknew you. He foreknew you. Before time, He has already ordained your life. He called Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse number 5. He said that before you were in your mother's womb, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and had ordained you to be a prophet. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that before you came to this world, God had already destinated your life. Is somebody here with me? Therefore, you are not a mistake. Tell somebody, I am not a mistake. Verse number 30 says that, "For those that He foreknew," moreover, "He did predestinate them, He also called, and whom He called them, He also justified, and whom He justified them, He also what? Glorified." I told you from last week that your end is what matters to God, and your end shall be glorious. Hallelujah. So no matter what you go through, at the end of the day, God says your end shall be glorious. Is somebody here with me? You are made for a purpose. Shout to another person, "I'm made for a reason. And I'm made for a purpose." In the name of Jesus. So one of the core work of the Holy Spirit is that He empowers us to fulfill our destiny. He empowers us to fulfill our destiny. Somebody is blessed. And one way that we fulfill our destiny is by the discovering of vision and pursuing it. We are continuing from here. One way that we discover our purpose, or we fulfill our purpose, is by discovering of vision and pursuing it. If you want to fulfill your purpose here on earth, you fulfill your purpose by discovering your vision and pursuing it. And remember, all this is done at the school of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit helps you in fulfilling your destiny, that is your purpose, by discovering your vision and also what? Pursuing it. Is somebody following me? Destiny is the fulfillment of God's purpose or will or counsel in a man's life. Destiny is the fulfillment of God's purpose, will or counsel in a man's life. Is somebody following me? It is the release of God's original blueprint for your life. Destiny is the fulfillment of God's plan, purposes, and will for a man's life. It is also the release of God's original blueprint for your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I think towards you. God has a plan and God has good intentions for your life. Is somebody here with me? And as you pursue it, you need to discover the vision in order to fulfill that purpose in your life. And once again, the Holy Spirit is the one that aids us to discover God's purpose in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the one that aids or helps us to discover God's purpose for your life. Now, in order to fulfill your destiny, which is God's plan, will, and purpose for your life, you need to discover your vision and pursue it. The Holy Spirit is the one that aids us to be able to discover God's purpose in our lives. How? Through the revelation of God's word. So how does the Holy Spirit helps us or aids us to discover God's purpose in our life? It is through the revelation of God's word. Say it, through the revelation of God's word. Come on, say it again. So how does the Holy Spirit helps us to discover? By showing us what is written of us in his word. Now, we saw example in a man known as John the Baptist. John the Baptist discovered what was written about him through the revelation of God's word. Now let's go to John chapter 1, verse number 19 to 23. John chapter 1, verse number 19 to 23. Somebody following me? Yes, I hope I'm not running faster. I'm taking my time. John chapter 1, verse number 19 to 23. If you are done with it, I want you to read with me. Now go. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are thou? Wow. If anybody should ask you, who are you? What is going to be your answer? Verse 20, and he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Wow. But you must understand that as at the time before Jesus came into the scene, John, many people thought that John the Baptist was Christ, was the Savior, because of the way he was preaching and the way, I mean, people were following him and all that. But when the Pharisees asked him, who art thou? The Bible says that he denied not. He confessed, he said the truth, that I am what? I am not the Christ. Now, verse 21, and they asked him, what then art thou? Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Continue. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? Continue. And he said, I am, come on, everybody read me. I am what? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. As said the prophet, somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. Now, how did John the Baptist know the revelation of his purpose? Or how did he come to discover the purpose of his life? It was through the revelation of God's word. Is somebody here with me? You can't fulfill the destiny, or you can't fulfill your purpose if you don't discover that which is written of you. Now, what was said of John the Baptist was found in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 1 to 3. The book of Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 1 to 3. Now, what does it say? If you are finished, lift up your head and read with me. He says that, comfort ye my people. Say it, hallelujah. Now he says, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she had received of the Lord's hand double for all her sin. Now verse number 3 says, the voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make straight the desert the highway of our God. Beloved, you must know who you are and you must be exceptional. John the Baptist could have easily identified himself with all these great prophets and great people. They came to ask him, are you the Christ? Why is it a mistake to identify himself with Christ? Some of us were like, oh, I am the Christ. As many of us are taking on the lives of certain people, all that you are dreaming in this life is to become like somebody. Meanwhile, there is a plan and a purpose for your life. God made you for. In fact, the moment God created you and made you, he broke the mold. Are you understanding me? The mold that was made to shape you, after he made you, he broke it out. So you are not like any other person. In fact, you are unique in your own way. Your amen is weak. Amen. So that there is no way that you would wish to become like somebody. They asked him, are you Elias? Because in certain areas it was written that even John the Baptist came in the power of what? Elijah. So it was easy for him to identify himself with who? Elijah. But John the Baptist knew what was written of him. He knew his purpose in life. He said that, they asked him, then who are you? He said that, I am the voice that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Is somebody here with me? Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that aids us to discover our purpose by the revelation of God's word. The word of God that is written is the purpose and the plans of God for your life. Now, when the Holy Spirit brings you into his school, his work or his core mandate is for you to know that which is written of you so that you become. Your amen is weak. I said your amen is weak. I pray that today you will not be like somebody. You will not try and live your life to become like someone. Because there is something unique about you. Now look at yourself and look around. You may think you have certain similarities, but hey, the prince even in your palm is different from the one sitting by you. Is somebody here with me? Everything is unique and different because God made it so. Soul is your plan, and so is a purpose concerning your life. Your amen is weak. Not only John the Baptist, that it was said that he was able to discover his purpose through the revelation of the word, but it was also said of Jesus. Luke chapter number 4, verse number 16 to 19, we have read it. That is our key scripture for the month. Jesus also spoke of the fact that he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to what? To read. Verse 17. The Bible says that, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was what? He found the place where it was what? Is somebody following me? That the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken and to preach deliverance to the captive and the discovering of sight to the blind and to set the liberty them that are hurt. Somebody's blessed. Then verse number 19 says that to preach the acceptable. This was something that was written over 700 years ago before Jesus came. Praise God. And when you go to Isaiah chapter 61, there we see the fulfillment. Isaiah 61, verse number 1 to 3. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So when Jesus was actually reading in Luke chapter number 4, he was actually revealing that which was written. He was living that which has been written concerning his life. Praise God. I came this morning to let you know that there's something that is written concerning your destiny. And the Holy Spirit is the one that helps you to be able to discover God's purpose through the revelation of God's word. May you discover his purpose for your life. As we discover what is written about us, we make conscious effort to pursue it. Anytime you come to discover that which is written concerning you, you make every conscious effort to do what? To pursue it. When John the Baptist saw that he was not Elias, he was not even the Christ, he was not one of the prophets, but he was the voice that cried in the wilderness. When he came, what did he do? He started doing the work that was written, started pursuing it. So he was going all around crying, repentance, change, change. I'm the one that is preparing the way. The kingdom of God, heaven is at hand. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is coming very soon. That is all that he started what? Doing. So whenever you discover God's purpose through the revelation of God's word, you make conscious effort to do what? To pursue it. Jesus also came, and he also made conscious effort to pursue that which is written of him. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord was upon him because he has anointed him. What did he do? He started healing the sick. He started preaching the gospel. He started doing mighty work. He was pursuing consciously what has been written of him. I pray that as your eyes be opened, as the Holy Spirit helps you, And reveal that which is written of you, may you gather the tenacity, the strength to be able to pursue In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. So we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to pursue consciously the things that he reveals concerning our destiny. Somebody is blessed. Why? So that we can win in life. When a man gets to know his purpose by the revelation of God's word, and he begins to pursue it, he wins in life. He wins in life. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 5 to 7, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 5 to 7. Now listen, he says, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou would not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Praise God. Jesus was prepared. Now let's continue to verse number 6. He says that in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no heart pleasure. But 7 says, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Hallelujah. Now, for everything that Jesus did, he didn't do it as out of anything or out of nothing. He didn't do it out of nothing. He did it because it was written of him. Every single prophecy that came was fulfilled here on earth whilst he lived. Praise God. Even his body that was prepared was even a prophecy. Praise God. So we must also live according to that which is written of us. That is in the volume of the book, the word of God. Go with me to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says that wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do easily beset us, and let us run patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. You are in a race, not in a competition. Tell somebody, you are in a race, but not in a competition. Life in Christ is a race. And in discovering your purpose, God brings you into the revelation of his word. And through the revelations of his word, and as you pursue it, you begin the race of life. Praise God. And he said that in the race, there are many people who are watching. There are many people who are looking forward for you to win. There are many who are supporting you, who are in the stands trying to see what is happening. Is somebody here with me? But he says, we must therefore lay aside everything, every weight. Weight here becomes burdens, sins that easily hold. So whatever will not make you to be able to run the race effectively, he says, lay it what? Aside. Somebody is blessed. And he says that with patience, let us do what? Run the race that is set before us. The race is to pursue your purpose. The race is to be able to discover your purpose and what? Pursue it. And that is what the Holy Spirit does when he brings us into his school. Hallelujah. This morning, the Holy Spirit has brought somebody into the school. And the things I'm teaching you are the things that is helping you to discover your purpose here on earth. And as as you pursue it, you will never lose out in the race of life, but you will be a winner. I see you becoming a winner as you discover your purpose and as you pursue it. Verse number two, looking unto Jesus, hallelujah, the author and the finisher of our faith, whom for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us to pursue. How? He points us to Jesus. He said, looking unto Jesus. You can't look unto Jesus and fail in life. You can't look focus on him and lose focus in life. You can't focus on him and not be able to win in this life. Looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. The finisher and the beginner. The author and the finisher. When we talk about the author and the finisher, which means the one who has finished from the beginning. Hallelujah. He has finished it from the beginning. Everything that has to do with your life. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus. Tap somebody and say, looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you from today will pursue your destiny? You will pursue your purpose concerning your life. You will look unto Jesus. Say, I will look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. He finished it before he began it. That is what it means. He finished it even before the beginning. Everything that has to do with your life. Somebody's blessed. Now, the question this morning is, how does the Holy Spirit help us to discover God's purpose through the revelation of his word? How does the Holy Spirit help us to discover God's purpose through the revelation of this word? The question is, how does the Holy Spirit helps us to discover God's word? Because we have understood that the revelation of God, discovering the revelation of God's word and pursuing it, is what makes us to fulfill our destiny. So how does the Holy Spirit helps any person, any child of his, to discover God's purpose through the revelation of God's word? Number one, Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. I hope somebody's following me. Psalm 107 verse 20. Now everybody go. He sent. No, it's not everybody who is reading. Everybody go.
He sent
his word and healed them and delivered them from. Hallelujah. The number one way by which the Holy Spirit helps us to discover the revelation of God's word is through the sent word. Say the sent word. The sent word. By revealing to us the sent word. The sent word. He sent his word and healed them. There is a word. A specific word that God sent to a man for his healing and for his deliverance. This morning, even as the word of God is coming, God is sending you a word. Sometimes it is not many words. It is not many words, but just one word. He sent his word, and his word to some became what? Healing. I pray that may you have or receive the sent word. The sent word comes to you by revelation. One word which may be common to everybody, for you may be your revelation. Are you understanding me? That is how we catch revelation. The word that may be common to people or may be common to everybody, the moment that word hits you, say, no, this is my word. And out of the word will come the fulfillment of your destiny. I pray that you'll be able to fulfill your destiny through the revelation of your sent word. Say, my sent word. Again, how does the Holy Spirit help us to discover God's purpose through the revelation of his word? Job chapter 6 verse 25. Job chapter 6 verse 25. Everybody go. How forcible are right words, but what do your arguing reprove? Praise God. The number two way by which the Holy Spirit helps us to discover God's purpose through the revelation of his word is by revealing us to the right word. Say, the right word. The right word. There is a difference between the sent word. The sent word is a specific word to a specific person. And we also have the revelation of the right words. As you are seated here, God is giving you the right way. There is a way that must come to you in season, at the right time, and at the right place. Is somebody following me? Yes. And thank God, it takes the Holy Spirit, because when you are in a church like this, every word of God to you comes in the right season. The things I'm sharing with you today, if you would take it up and work at it and pray, it is going to be your right words. Words that God is showing you in order for you to fulfill your destiny here on earth. Say right words.
Right words.
Say right words.
Right words.
And right words come at the right time. There's a timing. The Bible talks about seasons for everything. There's a right word. A right word. A word in season that will meet a particular need in your life. Somebody's blessed. Now again, how does the Holy Spirit helps us to discover God's purpose through the revelation of the word? Isaiah 50 verse 4. Isaiah 50 verse 4. Is somebody still following me here? Isaiah 50 verse 4. Come on, read with me. He said that the Lord God has given me what? The tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. To him that is weary, he wakeneth morning by morning, and he wakeneth my ear to hear as them. Hallelujah. So, how does the Holy Spirit help us? By the revealing of the seasoned word. Seasoned word. Seasoned word. Life is made up of seasons. And every season, God has a word. God has a word for his people. So we understand from the scriptures that the Holy Spirit helps us to be able to discover God's purpose through the revelation of God's word. Number one, by his word, sent word. By his word, number two, right words. And then the third one is what? The seasoned word. Amen. Now for the sake of time, let's quickly jump. How does one contact revelation of God's word? How does one contact the revelation of God's word? How does one contact the revelation of God's word? Mark chapter 4, verse 11 to 12. How does one contact the revelation of God's word? Mark chapter 4, verse 11 to 12. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But unto them that are without, all things are done in hurt. All things are done in hurt. Verse 12. That seeing they may hurt, see, and not what? Perceive. And hearing they may hear, and not what? Understand. Let at any time they should be what? Converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. Wow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said that unto you it is given, the mysteries of the kingdom is given in what? Parables. 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 But unto them that are without, it is given in what? Go back to 11, please. It is given, I want the right word. Give me the verse number 11, please. It is given, you say that, for unto you it is given to know the mysteries. But unto them that are without, it is given in what? Parables. Praise God. So those who are without, the word is given in parables. So that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not what? Hear. So the number one requirement that anybody needs to be able to contact revelation of God's word is to be born again. Because if you are not born again, you hear the word of God in parables. You hear the word of God in what? Now, the things I'm sharing with you, somebody's in church. You have no idea. Until the pastor Eke cannot say. Where they are no crying, I mean, we don't tear your pajamas. Oh, it's true. And then the pastor Eke cannot miss this. And then I said, I said, I said, I'm not going to be here. Then he said, where they are ferry home, won't tear your pajamas. Praise God. Oh, it's true. But it's not that he's not hearing or she's not hearing. But in hearing, he doesn't understand. In seeing, he doesn't hear. Why? Because he or she is without. So the word is like a parable unto them. Amen. It's like somebody who doesn't know how to read and is holding graphic. And he'll be flipping the pages, going about, and then woman will tell him, hey, assemble sini. Now person say, assemble ya. What's the brother here, brother here, brother? But King Kanye day, Efa. Many of you hold the Bible, and the moment you start reading the word of God, it's like a parable. You don't understand. The other day, elder asked me, "Ah, pastor, I mean, just for example, it doesn't mean he doesn't understand, but I'm using that as an example." So, ah, pastor, when you quote the scripture, how come you are able to get things to say about the scripture? And it's true; it's a genuine question, because somebody will quote a scripture, and that is it. We appreciate it. Oh yeah. There are many, you see, the word of God, there's more to the word of God than reading it. There's more in the word of God than what? Reading it. So somebody will just read the scripture just like that. But another person will read it and will start exposing and start explaining the word. And you go like, ah, is it not the same scripture we all read? Are you understanding me? That is what I'm talking about, the revelation of God's word. It is the understanding you get whenever you read the word. But you wouldn't come to that understanding if you are not born again. Jesus said, for you, it is given for you to know the mysteries, the secrets in the kingdom. Are you understanding me? And the secrets are hidden in the word of God. Are you with me? But those who are without, those who are not born again, for them it is a parable to them. Do you know what parable is? Eh? Abibu. And Jesus, when anytime he went out, he started speaking in parables. A farmer went to sow. So the disciples were confused at a point. They said, why is it that when you go outside, you speak in parables? Then he told them that, look, for you, it is given for you to know the mystery. So when they get home, then Jesus will start breaking it down and start explaining. That is how come most of them were able to write the Gospels, because they understood what Jesus was saying to them. Somebody is blessed.
Amen.
So the number one way by which we contact revelation of God's word is to be heard. Is to be heard. Beloved, the Bible says that the world cannot know him, nor see him. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, he can't reveal his secrets to you. Amen.
Amen.
Shock somebody and say, look at Pastor. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, he can't do all. He can't reveal his secret to you. And your purpose will be covered and hindered. Somebody's blessed. Tap somebody and say, are you born again? Another person, say it again. And what is the answer?
No.
Hey, are you sure? Number two, how does one contact revelation of God's word? Number two, Psalm number 25, verse 14. Psalm number 25, verse 14. I'll be inspecting those very soon. Psalm number 25, verse 14. Now everybody goes. He said that the secrets of the Lord is with them that hold, that fear him, and he will show them his word. Covenant. Say the secrets of the Lord. So the second way that we contact revelation of the word is cultivating a lifestyle of fear. Cultivating the lifestyle of fear of the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with them that what? Fear him. And he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord. God reveals his word to those that fear him. So develop and cultivate a culture and a lifestyle of fearing God. We are living in the world and in a day where people don't fear God. They don't fear who? I'm telling you, they fear idols and they fear shrines than fearing God. Do you know that when somebody takes your thing, maybe he steals your thing, and then you saw the person is trying to deny, and you say that mekwako bompaye. Do you know the person will never be afraid? But then can you say me kotokosuya? Me kotode? Instantly, the person will bring it. Is somebody here with me? So where are we going? We have neglected the fear of the Lord, and we are not afraid of God in such a way that we don't reverence him. Here the fear means reverence, respect, honor, the honor we show to God. We sit in church in the presence of God and we behave anyhow. We do things anyhow. Somebody WhatsApp whilst the preaching is going on as if he's typing the message. Oh boy, he's WhatsApping. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
There is no fear of God. There is no fear of God. Even in the church, people do things anyhow. They misbehave as if God doesn't exist. If you are such a person, God will never show you his secrets. You will never fulfill your purpose here on earth, because God only reveals his secret to them that what? Fear him. Tell somebody, fear God from today. Another person, tap and say, fear God from today. If you want to fulfill your purpose on earth, let the fear of God be your lifestyle. Your amen is weak. I said your amen is weak. Again, number three, how does one contact the revelation of God's word? Number three, Psalm 25 verse 9. Psalm 25 verse 9, the same chapter. Everybody go. He says that the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
Lift up your head and shout a big amen.
Amen.
The meek will he what? Guide in judgment. So number three is taking a stand for meekness. Taking a stand for meekness. Meekness simply means to be down to earth, to be humbled. To be humble, not to be weak. To be humble, not too proud, not to be proud, not to be proud. To be meek means to develop an attitude of resistance within, but soft without. Is somebody here with me? Meek people are strong within, but without, they are very soft. They are very soft. You can't just override them because when you hit them, they didn't hit back. But they didn't hit back because they know you don't know what you are doing. That is meekness. Is somebody here with me? The fact that you insulted me and I didn't mind you doesn't mean I'm weak. But if I should respond to you, then I'm giving you a good reason for insulting me. Are you understanding? If I don't mind you, you go with your shame. Are you understanding? And that ends it. So to be meek means to be humble, to be down to earth, to be practicable, to be teachable. Meek people are the ones that the Lord will teach them his ways. He said that, and will guide them in judgment. Praise God. If you are not meek, nobody will teach you anything. In fact, meek, those who are not meek think they know everything. And they think they are the ogre of the day. I pray that somebody will develop a culture of meekness. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's blessed. Again, how does one contact revelation of the word? Jeremiah 33 verse 3, the popular scripture. Everybody read. Amen. Say, call on me. And I'll do what? And God will do what? So, is it number three or number four? Number four way is to develop a culture of prayer. Because in prayer, God reveals and show. Build a lifestyle of prayer. Build a lifestyle of what? Prayer. Build a lifestyle of prayer. Call on me and I'll answer. And I'll show you. So through prayer, we are able to contact revelation of God's word. Then finally, Luke 15, 18 to 9. Sorry, Luke 15, 8 to 9. Luke 15, 8 to 9. He says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, do not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she does what? Finds it. Wow. Wow. You know the story. If a woman should lose one of this what you call necklaces or whatever pieces, he go light a candle and search for it. Praise God. The last one is by a spirited search. A spirited search. A spirited search. And this is very important, because there are times you need to search the word. Your spirit must be searching for a word, a revelation. A spirited search. A spirited search. Contact revelation through God's word by a spirited word. Search. There are times that I just want God to give me a word. A word, a word, a word. And I will sit down quietly and begin to search within my spirit. And it's like the whole Bible will be before my eyes. And I'll be scanning through. I'll be scanning to, Lord, give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word. And all of a sudden, bam, the word comes. A spirited word. Search. You must search for God's revelation. Somebody's blessed. Somebody's blessed. So this morning, the Lord has spoken. There is a school of the Holy Spirit that he brings every child of his into. In that school, he helps us to discover our purpose and our destiny. Hallelujah. How does he do it? Through the revelation of his word, and pursuing it. Somebody's blessed. I pray that as the Lord has brought you into his school, may you know that which is written of you. May God open your eyes and your understanding. May God show you the things you need to know, so that you will be able to pursue and fulfill your purpose here in life. I pray that by so doing, may you be a winner. May that way God created you to be, may you walk in it. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace as you stand on your feet this morning. Come on, put your hands together.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.